we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
10-4, good buddy. This is the Refresh Radio broadcast on Wednesday, October the 4th, 2017. We're thankful that you have chosen to join us today. I'm sure I'm not the only one that will make the 10-4 joke today, but we are so thankful that you have chosen to spend this half hour with us during your drive or at work or while you're at home. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. And you're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. So we have been talking here on the broadcast, with the exception of the interlude for the hurricane season while we were dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're currently talking about the peace of God. And if you have a construction project that you need done. My son and I were discussing a project that needed done, and he sent this reply. He said, "It is worth the cost to not have distress. It is worth the cost not to have distress." And so if you are looking for a block or concrete project to be done, I want to encourage you to call the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. By the way, let me just interject this. If you are leaving a voicemail for someone to call you back, I encourage you to repeat the phone number multiple times and slowly, and make sure that you speak distinctly, because a lot of times I'm not at home during the day. Nobody is able to answer the phone. I am home some of the time during the day, but not all the time. And if I get a message or at the church and I have to play back the message and somebody just rattles it off, like the number for Jits Concrete, sometimes it's a 321-536-5804, and you have to play it back 3, 4, 5 times, and sometimes you still can't understand it. So rant ended. Make sure that you repeat the phone number and you speak it slowly and distinctly. So the fine folks at Jits Concrete, they do a great job, a tremendous job. And like my son said, it is worth the cost to have the professionals do it so that you don't have the stress of having to try and figure out how to do it, adjust your learning curve to make sure that you don't have mistakes when you do it. And so I encourage you, for whatever your construction needs are, concrete work or block work, give the folks at Jits Concrete, J-I-T-S, a call, 321-536-5804. We are going to look in Luke chapter 19 today. Luke chapter 19, as we are studying the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. And in verse number 41, it says this: "Now as he drew near Jesus, Jesus, saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If you had known, even you, especially in this your day,'" listen to this, "'the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation.' Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, 'It is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.'" So, Let's take a look at this. Jesus wept. He not only wept at the tomb of Lazarus, but he wept over the city of Jerusalem. He wept as they had failed to grasp and understand that there were things that would provide peace for them, and there are things that would cost them peace. There are things that would produce peace, and there are things that would deprive them of peace. And Jesus wept because they were unaware or deliberately refusing to embrace the things that would produce peace. If you had known in this your day the things that make for your peace, what if I told you that decisions that you make today will either produce greater peace in your life, or they will diminish the level of peace in your life? What if I told you that those choices that you make have A, either benefits, or B, they have consequences? And the benefits will bring you greater emotional health, greater spiritual stability, or they will cost you turmoil. They will cause you worry and anxiety and fear. They will cause you to be more unstable in your life. There are things that God has created in our lives that have benefits or consequences, and Jesus wept because they denied themselves the things that would produce peace in your life. You know what? Availing yourself of the Word of God is one of those things that will produce great peace in your life. There are some things that I want to talk about in this passage that we have read here. This is not an exhaustive list. It's just a list from this particular passage. He says, "But now they are hidden from your eyes." If we fail to perceive and fail to understand, appreciate, and apply the principles that God has put in place for our peace, then it's going to be a lamentable condition. There were consequences. Now, I understand the historical perspective of this statement that he was making, but the instruction that he has to say is very much as real for us as it was for them. There are benefits to perceiving, applying, and benefiting from the principles that are going to produce peace, and there are consequences if we fail to perceive them or fail to apply them. Verse number 43, Jesus tells these people who these things have been hidden from, "For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another." This was fulfilled by the Romans. Okay, just so you know that I understand the historical perspective. But for us, we need to realize that if we fail to appreciate, if we fail to perceive what God has put in place, if we fail to apply ourselves for the things that are going to produce in peace in us, we will suffer similar situations, as will our families, our possessions, our occupations, and our culture. Okay? The Word of God is truth. It brings peace. It brings peace. So, it says, if you do not understand the things that will produce peace in your life, you will find yourself surrounded by enemies. If we fail to understand the healthy relational dynamics that God's peace provides for us, then there's only one other recourse, and that's strife, that's conflict, that's division, it's hostility, and you will find yourself surrounded by enemies, whether whether they are allied together or multiple enemies that have come together to fight over your carcass. You know, we watch a lot of documentaries around our house. We're watching more of them now. Seeing how Sunday viewing habits have changed. And, you know, predators will actually fight over a dead carcass. Even though they're not allies, they're just all looking out for something. The devil, his job description has never changed. He's still the accuser of the brethren. He's still a thief. He still steals, kills, and destroys. None of that brings peace. All of it brings anxiety. It brings caution. It says, your enemies will build an embankment around you. They will surround you and close you in on every side. There is no peace when you are surrounded by enemies, but there is great peace when you have made Jesus your fortress, your sanctuary, your refuge. When you realize that God has your front, your back, to your right, to your left, on top, and beneath. When you realize that he's equipped you with the shield of faith that will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. When you realize all of those things that God has provided for you, there is tremendous peace. There is peace in knowing that you are exactly where God wants you, placed there for such a time as this. There is tremendous peace that comes from knowing that because of your obedience, the full force and authority of the kingdom of God is behind you. It says that they are not just going to be content, these enemies, to surround you and limit your freedom, but they want to level you. They want to make sure that there is none of your offspring left. They will level you to the ground so that you will not even be a memorable bump in the road. That's not what God called us to. He called us to be the head and not the tail. He called us to be lighthouses for his glory, ambassadors and messengers of his truth. And so all of these consequences, he said, are because of this. These are things that will make for your peace. He said, because you did not know the time of your visitation. You and I, the psalmist said, Lord, teach me to number my days aright. Teach me to number my days correctly. Teach us to appreciate the opportunity that we have, because once that opportunity is gone, it can never be recovered. Teach us, O God, to understand and appreciate the day of visitation that we have. And I know that there's a theological perspective that is out there that says what we're looking for is not a visitation but a habitation. I am looking for the abiding presence of God in my daily life. I'm thankful that he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. But I also realize that today's abiding presence is a visitation from God, and we need to make sure that we are good hosts, that we appreciate this opportunity that he has presented to us. They had unique opportunities right before this. There had been an opportunity to worship him, and much of the community was worshiping, and the Pharisees said, teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he said, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. I don't want anyone else to have to step up and fulfill my role, because I didn't understand the day, the timing, the opportunity that I had, that was a God-ordained moment for universal praise as the scripture was being fulfilled. What promises, what scriptures is God wanting to fulfill in your life and my life? And we need to realize that we may not always have another opportunity. A few months ago, there was a lady who wrote an article. Her husband worked lots of hours. He was trying to save up money to take his wife and his kids on a vacation. and it was going to cost a lot of money. So he was working himself into exhaustion, and that was creating strife in the family. And she got upset with him and told him to go sleep on the couch. He went out and slept on the couch, and he never awakened. And she said, don't ever go mad, go to bed mad at your spouse. You know, you may have tomorrow with your spouse, but that opportunity will be a different opportunity than you have today. Why don't we commit ourselves to have peace with God by making the most of the opportunities that God gives to us? Verse number 45 says, then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Another element that will cost us our peace is when we have corrupted the purposes of God for purposes that are going to satisfy our own selves. We experienced that recently at the church when we were trying to help communities with their needs, with their water needs and all of that. And the first truck that we had, we didn't understand that people would come and they would take resources that had been sent to help a community in crisis. And someone came and helped themselves. And then word got back to us that they were trying to sell those items. And want you to know that didn't sit well with me. The Bible has a principle, and that is freely you have received, freely give. And if anybody tried to sell you hurricane relief supplies that came from Merit Assembly of God, please understand that wasn't Merit Assembly of God. Those resources were provided to us by Spartanburg, South Carolina, the wonderful folks there. And we distributed it. We distributed over 100 feet of tractor trailer resources, 100% and totally for free, except for there was great cost. There was cost to the men of our church, the women of our church who lost sleep, lost time, and set their own things. I don't even remember how long it was before I got to take my hurricane protection down off of my windows and even had time to mow my grass. There's a cost. So please do not have the mindset of a thief. And you know what? I will tell you, the best time to start honoring God with your finances is right now. You say, how in the world did you make that stretch? Well, in the Old Testament, it said that God was being robbed because people were not honoring him with the tithe and with their offerings. And there needed to be meat in God's house. And so I pray that you will not corrupt the grace of God that was meant to save you and empower you and equip you to live a godly life. I pray that you will not use that as a license to sin. So the best way to restore peace is to remember the purpose that God created for it in the first place. And that is this. My house is a house of prayer, and I might add, for all nations. So please continue to be praying for those communities who've been rocked by storms, Houston, South Florida, the islands in the Caribbean, Mexico, all of those communities that have been devastatingly impacted. Remember to pray for them. If you're a Christian, you more than likely have brothers and sisters in Christ that have been impacted by tragic climactic events. And so I encourage you to remember to pray. Remember to pray. Remember to seek the face of God. God's house is a house of prayer. Verse number 47, it says, and he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. And I will tell you this, one more way to have great peace is to know the Word of God. When you know the truth, there is no threat from a lie. When you know the truth, and God said His Word is truth, then you're not threatened or intimidated, no matter how ominous the surroundings. You see, you can be surrounded by enemies the way that Jerusalem would be on the day that the Romans came and leveled the city. You can be surrounded by enemies and it be a lamentable condition because you did not understand the things that make for your peace. Or you can be like Jerusalem was during Hezekiah's day, when he had done things for God that no other king before him had done. And the king of Assyria came and surrounded the city. Same city, surrounded by an enemy, but a completely different result because Hezekiah prayed. When Jehoshaphat encountered an enemy approaching his city, he prayed. They understood that there was a reason that God had put them where they were, and it wasn't to be put up on an enemy's trophy case. You see, they did not miss their moment. They did not miss their opportunity, and they saw great miraculous intervention that we still try and learn from to this day, thanks to the Word of God. I want to be a positive example. How about you? I want to be a person that says, God, I don't want to miss anything that you have for me. I want to be a person that is a benefit to those who come after me, not a cause for damage to be done in their life. Hezekiah had room for improvement in that. You know, when it said, you know, three generations from now, things are going to get really bad. And Hezekiah said, well, at least things will be good for me. That's an attitude that we can improve on. So let's make sure that when we go to church, that we remember that it's a house of prayer, that it is an opportunity for us to have an encounter with God. Do you realize that there are countries in existence right now in October of 2017, where there are Christians who are imprisoned for doing nothing more than gathering together for worship? I actually sat in a service one time where a pastor was imprisoned and was set to be beheaded because he pastored and created an opportunity for people to have a visitation from God. That was it. It was just illegal to do that in his country. There are some countries that people are still beaten because they're a Christian. And many times we miss the opportunity to have a supernatural encounter with God simply because it's inconvenient. I went to a revival one time back in the 1990s. I traveled a long way to go to that revival. It was on my way to visit my family, and I said, you know what, I'm going to stop in. And because I was a pastor, they had special pastoral seating available. It was one of the only times I've ever had to show my credential card with the Assemblies of God. I'm an ordained Assemblies of God minister. Now, let me tell you, that if you think that was favorable seating, you need to understand the reality of it. They put the pastors on metal folding chairs at the front, not on the padded pews. It was not the most comfortable seating. It was because they said, you know what? There are going to be people who come, and we need to make room for people to come to the altars. And so at the given point in time, we're going to need you to move out of the way. That's what that was all about. And so I had arrived early, stood in line, and I went and I sat down. And so I had about an hour or so before the service was started. It was going to start. That was great because it was in the summertime. And I sat there, and I wasn't eavesdropping, but there were two ladies who were having a conversation that the church that I was visiting was their home church. And the conversations went like this. And again, I wasn't eavesdropping. They're just like right behind me. They're having a conversation. Oh, well, where were you on Sunday? Oh, well, I just didn't make it a high priority come. Now, this is a church that's in revival. And I didn't come. And the lady said, oh, you should have been here. Such and such a speaker was here. And it was absolutely marvelous. It was fantastic. We just had a tremendous service. And the other lady said, well, if I had known that that person was speaking, I would have made the extra effort to be in God's house because I wouldn't have wanted to miss that. Folks, I want to encourage you today. It is not about the person behind the pulpit. It is not about the person who is utilizing the microphone. When you and I gather together in the name of Jesus, it says this in the Word of God, that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We can point our fingers at Jerusalem all day long and say, you missed the day of your visitation, and there were consequences. But let's do a little bit of self-evaluation as well, and not in condemnation, but to propagate and produce in us future peace. And that is, I wonder how many opportunities we deprive ourselves of visitation with the Lord Jesus Christ that he wants to have with us through missed times in his word, missed times of fellowship and with other believers at church, missed times of prayer and hearing from him. Listen, let's ask him to forgive us for missing the ones we have. And let's also ask him to create in us a resolve that we don't make that mistake again. Father, we don't come lightly to you today. Lord, we ask you, forgive us for missing and failing to understand the visitations that you wanted to have with us that we deprived ourselves of. Lord, forgive us for that and empower us and equip us so that we don't make that mistake again. Lord, give peace to every listener of this program now. See you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.